Locker room chats continuing here on 92.1 KMCA, talking Centralia basketball, joined by boys head coach Cole Aldifer, presented by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, Elmer's Repair and Supply, and Wanklin Oil Company. Coach, nice win over Blue Valley on Tuesday night, but kind of transitioning here to what you have left here in the regular season and a quick turnaround. Tomorrow night you go to Marysville, and then you get Clifton Clyde at home on Friday. We've talked previously about Marysville. You know, talk about Clifton Clyde a little bit in that matchup on Friday.
They're tough. They got a good big inside, and they're scrappy guards. You know, they're not very tall on the perimeter, but they're athletic, and they can do some things on both ends of the floor, and they want to play and push you into making mistakes and with their ball pressure and things like that on the defensive end. But they can also shoot the ball a little bit, so we'll definitely have our hands full, and it'll be fun. Coach Steinbach does a good job with those guys, and you know, it's hard for us because we, you know, you play Thursday night and then you got to turn right back around and play again on Friday. So, you know, the scout is just word of mouth. You can't really go through things and talk about things. So, it'll be a fun one.
Yeah, and real quick, just thoughts on the sub-state as we're getting to that point with just a few games left in the regular season, the Frankfort sub-state. You know, it's a very talented sub-state with Care Paravel right now towards the top, and then you guys and then Frankfort and Troy as well, who are, again, upper-tier teams in the TBL this year. You also have Donovan West and Onega. What are your thoughts right now on kind of where the sub-state standings stand?
It's kind of what we expected. You know, anytime you get three top five league schools together, and then you throw other league schools like Onega and Donovan West, they can beat you at any given night. So I don't know much about Care Paravel yet, but it's unfortunate that somebody so many league schools get paired together, because we got to beat up on each other all year long, and only one of them gets a chance for any real postseason stuff. So, you know, that's the bad thing about it, but it should be a great sub-state tournament. You know, we're definitely looking forward to it.
And finally, Coach, real quick, what's just kind of the mindset with you and your coaching staff right now? What are you trying to implement to the boys on maybe what's most important, kind of how you're getting geared up with sub-state looming and these final couple games of the regular season? What's kind of the mental aspect in what you're trying to implement to your boys here down the stretch, and what's most important to you?
Honestly, for us, it sounds simple and kind of, you know, with the times we live in, is just taking care of yourself, washing your hands. And, you know, I talked to Coach Steinbach this morning already, and he's got some sickness going around Clifton Clyde right now. So we're, you know, we want to try to stay away from that and as healthy as you can be, and you know, going into sub-state. As far as that goes, a lot of it is more focusing on us, both ends of the floor and in-game adjustments. And if we can stay healthy, everything else will kind of hopefully work itself out.
That is Cole Aldifer, Centralia boys basketball coach, joining us as they will wrap up the regular season next week against Axtell. But two more games this week. They'll go to Marysville tomorrow night, and then Friday night they'll be at home against Clifton Clyde. Those games on Friday at Centralia we'll be able to hear on 92.1 KMZA as part of our Games of the Week. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck here in these next couple of games, and we will talk to you one more time next week.
I appreciate it. Thank you.